Bienvenidos a Líderes Inquebrantables. Soy José Pereira y hoy hablamos del verdadero liderazgo frente a los mayores retos. Esto es Líderes Inquebrantables por Now Media Televisión. Bienvenidos a Líderes Inquebrantables, donde exploramos cómo los líderes más fuertes convierten los desafíos en progreso real. Soy su anfitrión, José Pereira, y hoy vamos a tener una invitada verdaderamente inspiradora. Mi invitada hoy es Irma Sánchez. Bienvenida, Irma.
Muchas gracias por tenerme aquí, José.
Bueno, yo quiero introducir cómo conocí yo a Irma antes que nada, porque esto para mí realmente fue de estas cosas que para mí son coincidencias de Dios. Yo hice recientemente un curso, un entrenamiento, de una amiga mía, por cierto, de tema de inteligencia emocional, neurociencia, etcétera, y casualmente lo hicimos en las oficinas de Irma. Y yo cuando de repente me doy cuenta, estábamos en las oficinas del West Chase District. Para las personas de aquí de Houston, o los que no son de Houston, el West Chase District es uno de los distritos bastante tradicionales de aquí. Tiene más de 50 años, ¿correcto?
Tenemos 30 años.
30 años, ok, 30 años. Pero para las personas de Houston es una comunidad bastante interesante, diversa, y con bastante presencia aquí en la ciudad. Y yo cuando me entero de que ella es la presidenta y la CEO del West Chase District, dije, tú tienes que estar en mi programa, porque este es un programa para honrar a los líderes hispanos de la comunidad. Y definitivamente tú lo eres. Entonces, para mí es un honor que estés aquí hoy, Irma.
Igualmente.
Entonces, antes de darle el paso a la palabra a ella, quiero decir que ella tiene más de 2 décadas trabajando en el West Chase District. Desde enero del 2000, su liderazgo ha sido fundamental en este crecimiento. Ella estaba en la parte de planificación, de transformación comunitaria, pero ahora es la presidenta y CEO. Es decir, ella ha hecho una carrera de más de 2 décadas en el distrito. Irma hoy día supervisa varias áreas claves, como por ejemplo la seguridad pública, el embellecimiento. Una de las cosas que la gente que venga al West Chase District van a ver que uno de los temas que realmente se le ve por todos lados es el embellecimiento de las áreas verdes, los parques, siempre todo bien señalizado. Eso es algo que es muy emblemático del West Chase District. La parte de comunicaciones y el desarrollo estratégico. Ella dirige personalmente los proyectos que impactan directamente la movilidad y el crecimiento económico y la calidad de vida a miles de residentes y de negocios que hacen vida en el West Chase District. Les quiero comentar a los que no son de aquí de Houston que en esta área residencial hay, ella después dirá cuántos negocios, pero hay infinidad de cantidades de negocios de los que ustedes menos imaginan. Entonces, vamos a empezar, primero que nada, dándote la palabra para que tú te introduzcas y hables un poco de cómo fueron tus inicios, cómo ha sido todo tu proceso, y habla del West Chase District.
Sure, thank you. So at this point, I'm going to transition to English, just because it's a little bit easier for me to communicate in that manner. But as you stated, Jose, I started working at West Chase District in January of 2000, and it was not by coincidence. It was, you know, I always like to say that it was, you know, God driven. I was at that time still at the University of Houston, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. I thought I was going to be a teacher and had taken some time off from working so I can hurry up and finish. And I was married at that time already as well, you know, hurry up and finish my degree. And I was, you know, not working for about 2 months when my husband said, you know, budget's tight, you're gonna have to find a job. And he sent out resumes for me at that time via fax. And so I get the call from West Chase District, hey, you know, you wanna interview, come in. They had a receptionist position. And so I came in and interviewed in December of 1999, and I was hired in January of 2000. I started, my first day on the job was in January of 2000. And again, I was just there to, you know, finish out my, pay for my school and finish that out. And within 3 months of being there, I was promoted to administrative assistant, and then about a year later, I was promoted to projects director. Around that time, I was wrapping up my studies at the University of Houston. A position became available, and then who my former boss, who I want to say is probably one of the most instrumental figures in my life, gave me an opportunity to head up our capital programs project. He he saw in me what I, I'm like, me, head up capital projects? I don't know anything about this. But he really pushed me to go beyond in my comfort zone. And I want to say that it's, you know, great credit to all the credit to him and God, of course, that I am where I am today because of people who believed in me when I didn't believe in myself.
He's still active or?
He retired in June of 2023, and that's when I stepped into this role.
Okay, okay. Yo sé que ustedes tienen una junta directiva, ¿no?
Yes.
Hable un poquitico de cómo es la constitución, porque es un distrito bastante grande.
Oh,
¿no?
Yes, thank you. So West Chase District, we're a municipal management district in the city of Houston. We are in the city of Houston and work with the city of Houston. We're in Harris County, so we're another government entity that overlaps with the other governmental jurisdictions that are in this area, with the Harris County, Houston Community College, the Independent School District, and the city of Houston, of course. And so we're about one of many. One time there was about 17 management districts, but it's I think that number has grown. And the way it works, the property owners within the boundaries, certain boundaries of those areas, in our case, we're primarily centered around the Westheimer and Beltway 8 intersection. So all the commercial area that you see in that area along Westheimer, Richmond, Willcrest, Gessner, and includes office buildings, retail centers, retail developments, or in the district. So those property owners decided back in 1995 that they wanted to continue being part of this area and wanted to preserve the economic status that they had in that at that time, preserve it and grow it. And so they decided to assess themselves in addition to all the taxes they were paying. And so they pay us an assessment tax every year, and you know, it's based on property value, so it can grow or sometimes decline. Not, it hardly ever declines, because that would say we're not doing our job. Mm. And so then we take that revenue to fund projects that would promote economic development in the area, whether that's, you know, growing our public safety program, building beautification projects, and that can range everything from landscaping the common areas along Beltway 8 and the Esplanades, building hike and bike trails, parks, and then communicating that. We have a robust communications department that does our social media, our website, and just marketing across the Houston area.
Para la gente que está escuchando esto, la Westheimer, los que no son de aquí de Houston, la Westheimer es una de las vías de acá, no sé cuántas millas tiene la Westheimer.
I should know that. But in the West Chase, it's for 3 miles.
Okay, but it's much longer than that. I don't know. Can have 20 miles. I don't know. It's really big.
It's 12. It's probably 18, yeah, 18 miles, because it's 6 miles from 610 to Highway 6.
So it's 18 miles. Yeah. Okay. Well, but those 3 miles that has in the West Chase District have gazillion, dozens of, I don't know, how many?
Little factoid about Westheimer, it carries the busiest transit, local transit route in the state of Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, with Texas, we're not very, you know, transit-oriented, but for it to carry the most, and it's, again, all the way from Highway 6 outside of the city limits, all the way to downtown.
Wow, 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 wow.
So in West Chase, we have about 30,000 residents and 60,000 employees.
Wow, wow. Bueno, para mí, cuando tú hablas de la manejar toda esta infraestructura, cuando te conocí, yo siempre me impactó porque en mis inicios de carrera yo trabajé en la parte de proyectos y de logística. Uh-huh. En Venezuela había varias refinerías y se manejaba todo el tema landscape, en las vialidades, electricidad, seguridad pública, todas estas cosas que es típica de un condominio. Y para mí eso era un dolor de cabeza, manejar eso. Yo no me quiero ni imaginar lo que es para ti tener que manejar todo este distrito. Cuéntame un poco con el equipo con que cuentas, ¿cómo lo haces?
So the West Chase team, we're actually a small team. It's about 10 of us. So they say we have someone in communications, some capital projects, has two people. We have someone in landscape, you know, that handles just landscape maintenance. When we started the West Chase District, when West Chase District started out in 1995, our annual budget was $800,000. That's
wow.
The assessment that was generated,
wow.
Which is not a whole lot. Fast forward 30 years later, it's $5.2 million, and our landscape budget, landscape maintenance budget, is a little bit more than $1 million. And so we have an equipped team of professionals who we work a lot with outside consultants or contractors.
Correct.
That help us you know, whether it's determining how we're going to build a roadway and what's the plan for that and how's the traffic control, or if it's someone, you know, that's that's going to buy our media, do our media purchases. And so really the team, the West Chase District team, is orchestrating all that with outside sources to make sure that we work with, you know, the most professional and equipped teams to get, you know, carry forward our mission.
¿Y los usuarios participan dentro de la planificación? ¿Hay algún comité de usuarios del distrito?
Oh, tell me, usuarios.
The users, the owners of the business owners.
You know, and I'm sorry, because you asked me about our board of directors, and I'm very passionate about West Chase District, and I can, you know, go on in all kinds of tangents. So we do have, you know, depending on the project, we'll have stakeholder engagement groups, community groups, but our board of directors represents the various land uses in the district. Okay. So we have someone that represents the office sector, someone that represents the retail sector, multifamily. And so they're there to vote for these projects whenever we bring, all our contracts have to, you know, come before the board to be approved. And so they are there as that subject matter expert in that industry to say, yes, this is a good project for multifamily to keep, you know, something that will keep our residents want to live here and attract new residents to the area.
Okay.
As an example, the multifamily industry.
Okay, that's great. That's great because you are interacting with them and they're giving you the guideline.
Yes.
Okay. Vamos a hablar porque estamos llegando al final del primer segmento y quiero que la segunda parte hable un poquitico de tú como tu persona. ¿Cómo te sientes desde que llegaste acá? ¿Cuáles eran tus expectativas antes de llegar acá? Y que me hables un poco de cuáles son tus proyectos futuros. Vamos a hablar un poquitico de eso.
So in this role, Jose, as a president and CEO, mm-hmm. So I was not apprehensive, but, you know, I was doing project management for, you know, 22 years.
Pero vamos a dejar para el segundo segmento para que hablemos,
para
que puedas extenderte, porque yo quiero que la gente conozca a esta señora, conozca por qué ella está aquí y por qué es un orgullo tener una persona hispana en una actividad tan importante. Ya vamos a regresar para el próximo segmento. Quédense acá, no se vayan.
No te muevas, regresamos con más historias.
Sí, porque ya pasaron los...
Firme cuando todo se te pone a prueba. Esto es Líderes Inquebrantables por Now Media Televisión. Estamos de vuelta. Soy José Pereira y estamos viendo Líderes Inquebrantables en Now Media Televisión. Sigamos descubriendo qué significa liderar sin quebrarse.
Bienvenidos de nuevo a Líderes Inquebrantables. ¿Quieren más contenido como este? Manténganse conectados con Líderes Inquebrantables y con todos los programas favoritos de Now Media TV, en vivo o bajo demanda, cuando lo quieran. Descarguen la app gratuita de Now Media TV en Roku o iOS y disfruten la programación bilingüe 24/7 en inglés y en español. Siempre en movimiento, escuchen la versión en podcast directamente en Now Media TV. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Líderes Inquebrantables, Irma. Vamos a continuar con esta entrevista. En el segmento pasado hablamos un poco de cómo es la operativa dentro del West Chase District. Pero yo quiero que en este segmento vayamos hacia la parte más personal.
Okay.
¿Quién es Irma Sánchez? ¿Cómo fueron sus inicios, sus sueños? ¿Eres nacida acá? ¿Los orígenes de tu familia? Háblame de ti.
Okay, so we're going to go back several decades.
Yes.
Yeah, so I grew up here in Houston. I'm one of six siblings. My generation is the first generation to go to college.
Oh, wow.
And so that was hard. And you know, all my siblings, four of us went out to college and two of them worked really hard and have done well. But you know, had to work and pay our way through college. So I'm grateful for my husband because he helped me. There, the latter part. and so I grew up going to HISD schools, had wonderful teachers actually in going to HISD schools. And then I went to HCC my first 2 years and then finished off at the University of Houston there. So I always like to say, you know, when public schools, they're, you know, often hear in the news that given the right teacher and in the right situation, it can be a good experience.
Well, this is true. For example, you see today Lone Star College has mm-hmm. been growing so fast.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Houston Community College. Houston Community College. City College now.
Yeah. And this is a city that has this, is very powerful because there are so big and has been growing so big. And not only that, they're empowering a lot of the Hispanic community too. Mm-hmm. A lot of Hispanic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Houston City College, they have a great engineering program. They have a partnership with UT Tyler, mm-hmm. and you can get a 4-year degree in mm-hmm. Engineering for $24,000 a year, mm-hmm. which, I think of, Irma 30 years ago, that would have been a great asset to have available.
Okay, entonces, sigamos, llegas al Houston Community College, vas a la Universidad de Houston, y comentaste en el segmento pasado de que empezaste como interín en el West Chase District. Cuando empiezas con tu trabajo de proyectos, ¿cuál ha sido toda la proyección? ¿Cómo ha sido el desafío tuyo para estar a donde estás hoy día?
I think it's really, I never got bored because with projects, you mentioned you work in projects, it's always something new. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. just when you think you have it down in terms of like, okay, yeah, I got this.
Never finish.
Yes, it never finishes. Whether it was planning and building a hike and bike trail, and you have to work with property owners and flood control, for instance, or planning and building a park. That's property owners and the City of Houston, the City of Houston Parks Department. So it was always something different, and there was always a challenge. And so overcoming that challenge, I think, is what always propelled me to continue wanting more. And the part about working with the property owners, I've made so many friends throughout the years, and I have enjoyed turning what starts out as an angry resident or an angry property owner, where we're building a road down there, in front of their property, mm-hmm. that's like, you're gonna destroy my business, turning them into a friend and a supporter of the district. That has been a very rewarding experience that I've experienced many times over during my career at West Chase District.
Yo estaba pensando en eso mientras hablabas, porque pensando, por ejemplo, lo que es la Westheimer o todo el distrito comercial y residencial, y siendo Houston una ciudad tan diversa, porque uh-huh. esa es la otra, que hay una gran diversidad de razas, religiones, y hoy día más.
Yes.
En ese distrito me imagino que tienen algún tipo de censo de cuántas nacionalidades conviven ahí.
Especially with overlapping with the Alief Independent School District, they're one of the most diverse school districts in the state. And so I think here in West Chase, it's predominantly South American of various countries, and Vietnamese are the predominant.
Okay.
But yeah, it's.
But you have also the Middle East and.
Yeah. You visit one of our parks, Kempton Park, we just opened this past year, and there is a Middle Eastern presence there every day at 7:00, at 7 p.m.
And yo veo también que muchas empresas de proyectos del área petrolera también ha montado yes. oficinas acá. ¿Cómo ves ese crecimiento?
So, oil and gas companies and engineering firms.
Engineering firms.
Yes, and I think it's because of our proximity to the energy corridor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We kind of feed off of each other. Oh. The energy corridor has more of like the bigger corporate mm-hmm. campuses, and we have more of the consultant type work. And so we serve one another.
Okay.
And two, it's grown, we believe, just based on studies and data that we've collected throughout the years, just people are looking to move outside of downtown and be closer to not only the employees and CEOs, looking closer to livable communities. And okay. Katy is the growing area, so we're a great destination for Katy.
Okay. Una pregunta, Irma. ¿Y cuál ha sido tu reto? Porque como una líder hispana que eres, a pesar de que eres nacida acá, pero tienes esas raíces hispanas, te ha costado, y que eres mujer de paso. Tengo una pregunta así como un poco, ¿cómo ha sido tu reto de ser hispana y ser mujer y estar al frente de un distrito como este? La gente, ¿te ha costado? ¿Ha sido challenging? ¿Cómo ha sido todo esto?
You're stepping into this president CEO role 2 years ago, thankfully, it was not a challenge, but I think that's as a result of the years that I put in, for 23 years of, because I look back and many a times, if not most of the time, I was the only female and the only Hispanic mm-hmm. in a room of engineers mm-hmm. and, you know, in the city government officials. And so I think just over time, I was someone who followed through on my word and did what I said I was going to do. And so I gained the respect, mm-hmm. I like to think, over the years like that. And so I proved myself over the years, and ultimately I think that's what, you know, landed me here.
Sí, la pregunta es interesante porque, por ejemplo, yo cuando estuve en mi rol de presidente en Silvio, y antes de ser presidente, tenía roles de vicepresidente, a veces yo estaba, me pasaba eso, que yo estaba en un salón donde habían 40 personas y el único hispano era yo, mm-hmm. y era el jefe. Entonces, es un reto, uno tiene como una especie como de un reto adicional, pero a la final, cuando tú haces tu trabajo mm-hmm. profesionalmente y la gente te respeta, esa barrera ya se ya no existe, pues. Yes. O sea, nadie está viendo que eres mujer ni simplemente se te respeta por lo que tú vales.
Right. What persona. You have done your record.
Correcto, yeah. Correcto. Y háblame un poco de cuáles son los retos que tienes ahorita por delante, como los proyectos futuros, mm-hmm. ¿Cuál es lo que piensa hacer el Westshade? ¿Hacia dónde va el Westshade en el futuro?
So one of the things that we have underway right now, in 2006, we developed a long-range vision plan. It was a 2020-year vision plan. Okay. Ultimately, the recommendations identified where this area would be in 20 years, and which we've done a lot of it. It was, you know, building open spaces, which has become our hike and bike trail, bringing in open spaces like parks to really bring in, you know, our business community and our residential community into one. Reconstructing our roadways. And so we've done that over the 20 years, and now we're at the end of that, you know, vision plan, and it's like, so what's next? Do we continue doing more of what we've done the last 20 years, or are there new trends that have developed mm-hmm. since 2006? And I'm sure that there are. And so we're right now underway with procuring a planning firm to okay. walk us through that visioning process. And I'm sure, you know, roadways will always need to be reconstructed, so we'll continue to do that. But what new trends are out there that will continue to attract businesses to this area? Primarily, Jose, with our post-COVID, mm-hmm. with our off B and C office buildings mm-hmm. that are, if not empty, almost empty. And so how do we, you know, repurpose those buildings? If it's repurposed, or how do we get businesses to come back to work in actual offices? And so that's going to be one of the primary goals of that visioning effort, to come up with ideas for how can we assist in that effort. Because at the end of the day, we don't own those buildings, but we're as a public sector, we want to encourage those buildings to be full.
Sí, porque uno de los grandes retos que hay ahorita es que mucha gente que después del COVID se fueron a sus casas no han querido regresar.
It was too comfortable.
Ha sido bien difícil, sí. Yeah. Y tú ves muchos edificios haciendo publicidad heavily para que las renten o para que la gente regrese. Mm-hmm. Fíjate, estamos casi terminando el segundo segmento. Oh, wow. Vamos bien rápido. Esta ha sido una conversación interesantísima. Este es un programa de liderazgo uh-huh. y por lo tanto, en el tercer segmento sí quiero que entremos ya un poco al tema de tu experiencia como líder, recomendaciones como líder para la gente que esté viendo este programa, porque evidentemente eres un líder en tu uh-huh. comunidad, y queremos entrar un poquito en la complejidad del liderazgo. Y este programa se llama Líderes Inquebrantables porque yo le digo a la gente de que todo el mundo tiene un líder dentro de sí, porque nosotros somos criaturas de Dios, creadas a su imagen y semejanza. Y mucha gente dice, no, que yo no soy un líder. Sí, sí lo eres. Todo el mundo es un líder, lo que pasa es que tienes que descubrir que eres un líder, tienes que sacar eso dentro de ti. Entonces, en el tercer segmento vamos a hablar un poco sobre eso, lo que es el liderazgo. No se vayan, que ya vamos a regresar para seguir con esta grandiosa conversación. No te muevas, regresamos con más historias y estrategias para mantenerte firme cuando todo se te pone a prueba. Esto es Líderes Inquebrantables por Now Media Televisión. Estamos de vuelta, soy José Pereira y estamos viendo Líderes Inquebrantables en Now Media Televisión. Sigamos descubriendo qué significa liderar sin quebrarse. Estamos de vuelta aquí en Líderes Inquebrantables y tenemos a nuestra maravillosa entrevista con Irma, que nos estaba hablando sobre sus experiencias personales, sus retos profesionales. Nos introdujo lo que es el Westchase District y está hablando un poco sobre los proyectos futuros. Pero como este es un programa de liderazgo, vamos a entrar un poco en la profundidad del tema de liderazgo. Y para mí, una de las cosas importantes en el liderazgo es cómo tú puedes afrontar los retos. En tu trabajo me imagino que tienes retos a diario y se presentan obstáculos de todo tipo. Una primera pregunta que te quiero hacer es, ¿cómo puedes transformar esos obstáculos, esos retos, realmente en victorias personales y laborales?
Yeah, I always start out with saying, you know, I always think about when I've had previous challenges, and somehow, before I know it, those challenges got resolved. And so as I take on new challenges, I know that it will be resolved. And just by surrounding myself too with my team of professionals, I have team members who've been there for, like me, 10 plus years there, or, you know, 7 years. And so have been there a while and know the industry. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we have a board of directors of industry professionals. So when I get stuck in something, and usually it's if, you know, one of my team members is stuck, and they bring it to me, then it's, you know, I'm where the buck stops in terms of there. And so I often turn to my industry professional board member to help me solve that. So that's my board is very helpful. Yeah.
Es importante lo que tú estás diciendo porque en todo reto profesional, una de las cosas más importantes es la comunicación. La comunicación. ¿Cuál es tu visión de qué debe ser una buena comunicación? Por ejemplo, me imagino que ustedes a veces tienen, como dijiste tú, muchas quejas. Algún dueño de negocio que se queja porque le estás construyendo una carretera y le estás dañando su clientela. Sí. ¿Cómo manejas todo este proceso de comunicación, tanto hacia adentro de tu equipo como hacia afuera con los usuarios?
Yeah. So we have an unspoken policy in the office that was really from my former boss kind of left it behind, that any email that we receive, any phone call, we as public servants need to respond within 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
You know, even if we don't have the answer, just to let that constituent, it could be, Jose, it could be my coworker that's asking me a question, but I need to let her know, I heard you and I will get back to you. If I don't have the answer now, I'll get back to you with an answer by XYZ time and set an expectation.
¿Y tienes alguien que le hace seguimiento a eso?
Yes, yeah. No, we're really good too about copying each other, or I have weekly meetings with each one of my portfolio leaders and following up on, you know, areas where we're maybe stuck or have constituent concerns and that kind of thing.
Igual, ¿cómo es tu interacción ahorita pensando en la parte de comunicación con las entes oficiales, por ejemplo, con el alcalde de la ciudad? O sea, ¿cómo es la interacción?
We have, I like to think, really good relationships with our elected officials. Everyone from our Harris County leaders, we're in precinct 4, we have a great commissioner, Leslie Briones, to our council member, Tiffany Thomas, who I consider a friend. She's probably not listening to this since this is a Spanish program, but also our mayor with the city of Houston. And the elected officials we have.
Nosotros tuvimos al mayor, discúlpame que te interrumpa, porque yo asisto a un grupo que nos vemos todos los viernes en Champions Golf y llevamos speaker, y el mayor fue uno de los speakers recientemente. Es una persona interesantísima.
He is.
Sí, súper interesante.
He's so full of energy.
Sí.
Yes.
Sí. Y tú sabes que yo voy a decir algo aquí que no sé si lo va a escuchar él, pero yo tenía una impresión de que era una persona como más dura, pero cuando lo ves en persona, es una persona bastante friendly.
Very friendly. He's jovial. Yeah, he keeps things interesting. Yeah, so I know we're talking about leaders, but we have a program with the city of Houston that really funds our capital projects, and so that's the mayor and the council members vote on that.
Okay.
And so we have to have a good relationship with them. And thankfully, it's not a forceful good relationship.
Es importante.
Yes.
Y otra de las cosas que quiero que hablemos aquí, porque no solamente el saber afrontar los retos, no solamente es tener una buena comunicación, hay algo importante en el liderazgo, y sobre todo cuando estás en una función pública, que es tener humildad. ¿Cuál es tu opinión sobre eso?
I agree with you. I think that humility just makes you a more accessible person. You know, oftentimes, if I'm speaking in public and they ask me a question, I'm not going to try to pretend I don't know the answer. I'm sorry, I don't know, but I will find you the answer. And I think when you're honest with people in that manner, you gain their trust. or you know, maybe they explain to you more where they're coming from with their question, and then maybe you do know the answer to their question because you're willing, you're making yourself vulnerable to them. Oh, I'm sorry, hit my mic.
Estás hablando un tema, la vulnerabilidad es importante. Por cierto, hay una, la autora Brené Brown, que es de aquí de Houston, ella ha hecho todo un tratado sobre la vulnerabilidad. Y es interesante porque en el pasado, cuando tú decías que tenías que ser vulnerable, la gente sentía que era como que eres weak. Y por el contrario, ser vulnerable es un superpower, porque tú te demuestras como una persona auténtica que tú eres.
I mentioned to you earlier when, you know, the youngest female Hispanic in a room full of engineers. This is another language that you are talking. Can you explain that to me? Bring it down in, you know, terms that I understand. And come to find, I think I was young and I didn't know that I was being vulnerable. But I think people are like, oh, she doesn't know. Let's explain it to her. This, you know, they were thankful that I was being honest with them.
Importante. Yeah. Una cosa que va muy atado con la vulnerabilidad y el tener una buena comunicación es tener empatía.
For sure.
Tener empatía. ¿Qué opinas tú de la empatía? ¿Cómo manejas la empatía con tu personal y con los dueños de negocio?
With our business owners, like we used the example earlier of we're coming through with a roadway project, and you know, to us it's, you know, one of many roadway projects that we have planned in the district, because we're looking at the district as a whole, as that 4.2 square mile area that I mentioned to you. But sitting down with that owner, he doesn't see beyond the customers coming in the door and, you know, making sales, or, you know, a sandwich shop they have to make a $4,000, $5,000 in sales selling one sandwich at a time to just make rent. And so it's important to, like, meet in each individual at where they are, as opposed to looking at the overall big picture. I think that if you're looking, you know, from this view all the time, you're never going to understand the individual, not problems, but concerns at an individual level.
Y una pregunta, porque evidentemente el distrito tiene muchísimos negocios, desde grandes a pequeños. Mm-hmm. Y bueno, tú comentaste de que la junta directiva hay representantes por cada área, pero en algún momento alguien quiere expresarse, tiene algo que quiere. ¿Tienes esa oportunidad de que los atiendes?
Yes, of course. So we have board meetings. Our board meets about 6-7 times a year. And so we're a government entity, so our board meetings are open to the public.
Okay.
We post them on our website at Harris County Clerkhouse. And we don't have too many too many members of the public attend, but from time to time we'll have members. And we like to think that not too many members come because they are satisfied with the work that we are doing, not because they have complaints. And we also have committee meetings during our summer months. And then our website, our social media platforms are great ways that that's probably the way we get the most engagement. And we'll say it's usually positive engagement. Thank you for building the roadway in front of my business after the chaos of the construction. Thank you for building a park in my backyard, because we have so many multifamily communities that they don't have open spaces in this area, and now they're able to, you know, those 4 or 5 people living in that one apartment are able to recreate in, you know, just down the road from them in a nice first-class world space.
Estabas hablando de tu social media y tú comentaste de que eso es parte de la fortaleza de ustedes, mm-hmm. la comunicación. ¿Dónde pueden la gente ubicarlos? ¿Dónde pueden ver el programa que están desarrollando? Háblame un poco de tu página web y tu social media.
Sure. So we have our website is westchasedistrict.com, mm-hmm. and on that website we have links to our various social media platforms.
En la pantalla la estamos viendo.
Yes. Okay, you go down to the bottom, you can find our links to our Instagram, our Facebook. We have accounts for West Chase District, and then our parks as well. As I mentioned to you, we have some parks. And then you can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Okay. O sea, cualquiera que te quiera ubicar, ¿tiene alguna manera de contactarte a ti o a tu equipo? ¿Alguna, no sé, alguna sugerencia, alguna pregunta, algo que quiera conectar con el WestChase? ¿Va directamente a la página web?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And under Contact Us, you can find my information there.
Okay. ¿Y sobre tus otros social media, además del LinkedIn, dónde está el distrito?
On Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Y me imagino que tienes tu gerente de PR de
yes.
De comunicación.
Yes, we do. We're in a transition period right now. We'll have someone fully in place on January 5th, but yes.
¿Cuál es tu interacción? Porque parte de la importancia de que se conozca el trabajo y digamos amplificar el trabajo es las redes sociales, pero además de eso, el contacto con los medios locales. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo es tu interacción con los otros medios locales? Por ejemplo, hoy estás aquí en Now Media, pero a lo mejor te llama, no sé, KPRC o ABC 13.
So we've had some, you know, of course, as we get projects out, we push them out and we'll have various news outlets that come and cover. What we're doing, depending on the project, but we also have, we advertise on HBJ, KPRC, Red News, we haven't done that in a while. And so depending, again, what are the trends, where's our audience right now, our target audience, that's how we approach each of those campaigns.
¿Y cómo ven la comunidad hispana dentro de todo este espectro?
So we have a large Hispanic presence in West Chase District, and first generation too. And so we are primarily reaching out to them via our park programs right now, and they love it. We have educational programs, arts programs, like workout programs and that kind of thing. And so we are engaging them via that. And we also work with our apartment communities quite a bit as well, which is where, you know, a majority of our Hispanic residents live.
Okay. Yeah. Estamos terminando el tercer segmento. Se nos ha ido el tiempo. El último segmento vamos a cerrar con todos los proyectos y toda la visión hacia futuro del West Chase District. Y este programa quiero que cuando salga, te lo vamos a dar para que tengas la oportunidad inclusive de colocarlo en tu awesome. Página para tu comunidad hispana, porque este es un programa que quiere empoderar a la comunidad hispana de acá del área de Houston. No se vayan, ya regresamos. No te muevas, regresamos con más historias y estrategias para mantenerte firme cuando todo se te pone a prueba. Esto es Líderes Inquebrantables por Now Media Televisión. Estamos de vuelta. Soy José Pereira y estamos viendo Líderes Inquebrantables en Now Media Televisión. Sigamos descubriendo qué significa liderar sin quebrarse. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Líderes Inquebrantables. No se pierda ni un segundo de este programa o de cualquiera de sus favoritos de Now Media TV, disponible en vivo o bajo demanda. Donde sea que estén, descarguen la app gratuita en Roku y iOS. ¿Prefieres el podcast? Escuchen cuando quieran en Now Media TV. Irma, estamos terminando.
Se hizo
súper.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Para cerrar este episodio, yo quiero que hablemos un poco de un tema que es bastante profundo, que es tu misión de vida, tu legado. ¿Cómo quieres que te vean el día cuando... Me dijiste que celebraste ayer el cumpleaños de tu papá de 80 años.
Yes. Uh-huh.
¿Cómo quieres que te vean cuando tengas 80 años y estés con tus nietos y esos nietos le estén preguntando, abuela, háblame un poco de eso, de tu misión y tu legado?
Creo que mi misión, I think that my mission is both personal and work, career-wise, just because I've been at West Chase, you know, just as long as, you know, more than what I've been alive, half of what I've been alive. And so I grew up with West Chase. I have three daughters, and they see what I do, you know, at work all the day. Just the other day, I was in my kitchen sweeping after I had made some goodie bags to take to a park event. And I told my husband, you know, I think I really care about West Chase. And my daughter said, really, Mom? You're just free? And I said it sarcastically, of course I care about West Chase. They're like, really, Mom? If you didn't care about West Chase, you wouldn't be doing everything that you do. Like every work event that I go, I bring my family. We're working on a Saturday, we're working on a Friday night, my family is coming. And so they know West Chase as well. And so I would like for my children, or anyone who I come in contact with, you know, as far as West Chase, as my professional interactions, to be as passionate about building community as I am and continue to be, you know, to build these projects in the community that bring joy and improve the quality of life for those who partake in what we're providing.
Y con respecto al legado, ¿cómo quieres que te vean cuando estés como tu papá en la celebración cuando tengas tus 80 años? ¿Qué sería lo que quisiera que se dijera de Irma Sánchez?
That woman worked hard. She worked hard and she gave it her all.
El legado es algo que es sumamente importante. Yo le comentaba el otro día a un amigo, porque yo estoy empezando un non-profit. Yo estoy empezando el non-profit que se llama Angels Helping in Earth. Arranca este Giving Tuesday, este diciembre 2. Sí, sí, va a ser el pro-launching, va a arrancar el año que viene. Y es para ayudar a en la comunidad hispana, uh-huh, a personas con problemas de trauma, uh-huh, Trauma Recovery Program, y tiene otras cosas más, pero básicamente enfocada a la comunidad hispana. Y yo tengo, eso es algo que tengo ya como más de un año trabajando, y tengo un amigo que es un pastor de Florida, que él es el que me estaba ayudando a organizar todo. El otro día estábamos sacando los brochures y mi nieto lo vio y me dijo, abuelo, ¿qué es eso? Yo le dije, papi, esta es la fundación que está empezando todo él. Me dice, ay, qué bonito. Y me dice, es más, es que tú vas a manejar esta fundación dentro de 30 años. Y mi nieto, que tiene 12 años, yo le vi la cara y se quedó así como, y se puso a llorar.
Oh, wow.
O sea que él lo sintió como un compromiso. Y yo dije, este es lo que es el legado. Mm-hmm. Cuando tú puedas decirle a tus nietos de que lo que estás empezando, ellos lo puedan continuar, right, que sea parte del legado. ¿Tú te ves así con tus nietos?
I do, especially, you know, with, like I mentioned to you earlier, first generation to go to college, and then my daughters, you know, they have better opportunities or more opportunities, mm-hmm, than what I had. And so I feel like they're going to be able to capture more and then pass it on to the next generation. And with the time, each generation grows and contributes more to the community.
Hay algo, porque para mí, pues, de nuevo, es un programa de liderazgo, pero yo siempre le quiero dar el toque humano y personal a este programa. Para mí algo que es muy, muy importante en cualquier líder es el tema que es la fe. Uh-huh. En la fe, más allá de la religión que tú profeses. O sea, yo profeso la religión cristiana y creo profundamente en Jesucristo, nuestro Salvador. Pero la fe es importante, más allá de lo que sea que tú profeses. ¿Cómo ves tú la fe dentro de todo tu liderazgo como líder del Westchain?
Oh, I think that without it, I would not be where I am today. To be real quick, in 2023, I'm a runner, have not been running as much as I used to, just because things got busy with me at work, but I did a 100-mile run. And during that time, it was my training. I didn't listen to music, didn't do anything. I just would go out and run an ultra run. They usually do those out in the woods and, you know, trail runs. And it was my time with God. And, you know, what am I doing with my life? Is this the right path? Just so much time for thinking, to really planning. I feel like, okay, this, I feel like I planned my life, the rest of my life in 2023 with just all the time alone. So I think it's fundamental to being a good leader.
Porque es que justamente cuando tocabas decir algo precioso, que es esa conexión con Dios, porque toda persona que quiere ser un buen líder tiene que buscar esa guía, porque Él es el que te va a dar dirección, Él es el que te va a dar discernimiento, es el que te va a dar sabiduría para tomar las decisiones, pero también te va a decir cuál es tu propósito en la vida. Entonces te quiero hacer una pregunta, ¿cuál es tu propósito en la vida?
Besides being a good mother and a good wife, good daughter, servant of God, not besides, that should not be besides, that should be first and foremost, is continuing to provide a community to the people here in West Chase, to continue to thrive as a community. Not only everything from, you know, the CEOs and our Phillips 66 headquarters here in the district, but to the individual who lives in a one-bedroom apartment here in a community in West Chase. They are equally deserving of having good roads, good parks, good trails, accessible libraries.
Una pregunta, porque yo veo que esa interacción es bien interesante. ¿Ustedes tienen algún tipo de encuesta que hacen para mantener un poco el feedback de las personas? O sea, ¿cómo manejan esa interacción más allá de la formalidad de la junta?
No, so from time to time, we'll say, you know, depending, we have surveys that we go out. We want to know how people feel about living here. Do they feel safe? Would they renew their lease? If no, what are we doing What should we do that will continue to for them to be here? And same for businesses. You know, what made you move here to West Chase? What would you like to see here in West Chase to continue living here? So we have different campaigns depending on, you know, what it is that we're trying to do. What kind of projects would you like to see? So, we have a lot of that.
¿Y cuál es más o menos el feedback, ballpark, de la interacción de las personas? ¿Qué dice la gente?
Here more lately, what we're hearing a lot is public safety and the perception of public safety. Just with a lot of the unhoused that we see, not only in our area, but it's, you know, in the city and the nation, it's, you know, it's something. And so people don't feel safe with that. And so how do we, and we're, I hope that our long-range vision plan that I mentioned to you earlier will help us address that. So how do we do that in a humane manner? Address that so that our residents, our business owners, retail users, find this area as an area that's inviting to, you know, do commerce in and not feel, you know, threatened by that.
¿Hay algunas non-profit que hacen vida en West Chase para atender este tipo, por ejemplo, homeless or...?
We don't have any homeless shelters out on this side of town. Okay. They're primarily, you know, centered around the downtown Midtown area, but we do have West Houston Assistance Ministries who does that kind of work out here in terms of helping with rent assistance or financial assistance, food assistance.
Okay.
And they're here in West Chase District.
Bueno, yo, como te dije, el non-profit que yo estoy empezando va a enfocarse mucho al mundo hispano. Y básicamente va a tener varios programas. Tengo una amiga que es una terapista especialista en trauma, que ya me va a ayudar con eso. Y temas de asistencia legal. Uh-huh. Algo que para mí creo que es importante y que uno de los graves problemas que yo veo en la comunidad hispana, que a veces nos integra a la sociedad americana. Uh-huh. Y tienes 40 años y ni siquiera hablas inglés. Entonces, nosotros vamos a querer dar programas, por ejemplo, de English as a Second Language, mm-hmm. programas de ciudadanía, que la gente se sienta partícipe de acá. Entonces, ustedes creo que son una fuente importante para empoderar a esa comunidad. Estamos casi que llegando al final, nos queda muy poco tiempo. Quiero que hables un poquito de qué pueden los oyentes esperar de ti, del West Chase y del West Chase District, y cuál es lo que se espera hacia futuro por los años por venir.
So we so much, you know, relying on heavily on this long range plan, but we are planning a concert venue out in this area. So ways, you know, I mentioned to you these parks that, you know, we need funds for them in order to operate them. So we're looking for ways to generate revenue. And so we think that would be a method, but we will continue to make this community an accessible and desirable destination community.
Bueno, nos quedan 30 segundos para terminar. ¿Qué última cosa le dices tú a las personas que están escuchando el programa?
I would say if you're young, listen to those that are, you know, have the experience. I know for me that was instrumental in getting me to where we are today. And if you're older and more seasoned, find that person who needs some advice and some guidance.
Bueno, Irma, fue un gran placer tenerte. Nos quedan pocos segundos. Este programa, quiero que las personas lo escuchen con mucho detenimiento porque esta señora tiene una cosa que para mí es muy importante, es que ella es una gran representante de la comunidad hispana y estoy muy honrado de haberte tenido aquí en este programa.
Thank you so much for the honor, José. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sigan conectados con el programa y para una próxima entrega vamos a tener otro gran líder hispano en nuestra comunidad. Este es Líderes Incrementables y yo soy José Pereira. Muchas gracias por haber estado acá.